KSJE and the Farmington Public Library present Quintos, Hannah, and Tales.
Hello, my name is Beth Troxell, and I'm from the Farmington Public Library. I'm here to read you some books from our collection. The first book that I'm reading is from our juvenile nonfiction collection, and it is in our folktale aisle, and it is in our 398.2 collection. This book is told by Joe Hayes, and it is called The Pajaro Verde. Many, many years ago, and many years before that, there lived a woman who had 9 daughters. The oldest daughter had 9 eyes. The second one had 8 eyes. The third had 7, the next 6, the next 5, and so on, until the youngest, who had only 1 eye right in the middle of her forehead. One day, all 9 sisters went out walking along a shady lane, and the one who had 2 eyes, whose name was Mirabel, wandered away from the others. She saw a bright green bird sitting on a low branch of a tree, singing a beautiful song. The girl was attracted by the sweet notes of the bird's song and walked up close to it. The bird didn't fly away from her, so she began to stroke the feathers on its back. The green bird spoke to Mirabel. He told her he was an enchanted prince and asked her if she would marry him. Without a second thought, she said she would, and then the bird flew away. Mirabel ran back to her sisters and told them what had happened. They all made fun of her. "How could you marry a bird? Your children will be born with feathers all over them." "It's what I want to do," she replied. "I'm going to marry him, even if he is a bird." The girl told her mother what she had promised, and even though her mother forbade her to do it, she married the bird and went away with him. She learned that his name was Prince Pajaro Verde. The prince took Mirabel to live in a palace in the mountains. There were 9 rooms in the palace, and in each room there were 9 windows. Each night at 9 o'clock, the green bird came and sang in every window. When he arrived at the last one, he entered and changed into a prince and then lay down to sleep with his wife. The prince placed the whole palace at Mirabel's command, but he warned her to be very careful not to reveal his secret to anyone. He gave her a little bottle of sleepy water and told her to sprinkle it on the bed of whoever came to visit so they would fall into deep sleep and not see that he was a prince. One day, the mother called her oldest daughter to her and said, "Go visit your disobedient sister. Find out what this husband of hers. Since you have 9 eyes, you can see best." The 9-eyed girl went off to the palace, and Mirabel came out to meet her. "Come inside," she said. "Let me show you the palace I live in." The oldest sister was amazed at the beautiful carpets and elegant furniture and lovely paintings on all the walls. But no matter where she looked with her 9 eyes, she could see nothing of the green bird. That night, Mirabel made a bed for her sister. She sprinkled sleepy water on the bed, and as soon as the sister lay down, she fell sound asleep. At 9 o'clock, the green bird came and sang in every window, but the oldest sister didn't hear a thing. The bird entered the palace and became a prince. He asked his wife,
"Who is here?"
"My oldest sister has come for a visit," she replied.
"Be very careful," he warned her. "If no jealousy is aroused, everything will be fine. But if anything spiteful should happen, I'll have to leave you. You'll never see me again."
The next morning, the prince told Mirabel to give her sister whatever she wanted from the palace. The 9-eyed girl went home with beautiful gifts for her mother, but with no information about the green bird. The next 5 days in a row, the mother sent a different daughter. First, the one with 8 eyes, then the one with 7.
then 6, then 5, and finally the one with 4 eyes. The same thing happened to each of them. Mirabelle sprinkled sleepy water on their beds, and they didn't see anything. Then the mother sent the sister with 3 eyes. But Paolo Verde had warned his wife, "I am about to be freed from the spell. If nothing envious happens, I'll be king and you'll be queen. Be very cautious." The 3-eyed sisters came to visit, and Mirabelle sprinkled sleepy water on her bed. She didn't learn a thing. Finally, the mother called for the youngest daughter of all, the girl with just 1 eye. "Your big sister with all their eyes haven't been able to see anything," the mother said. "You go see what you can discover."
"If my sisters couldn't see anything with all their eyes," the little one said, "how am I, with my 1 eye, supposed to do it?"
But the mother told her to go anyway, so she went. When her youngest sister arrived, Mirabelle greeted her. "Come in," she said. "I want to show you the home I live in." The little girl was aghast at everything she saw in the palace. And when she had seen it all, she yawned and said, "Now I'm tired. I want to go to bed."
"You better get some dinner first," Mirabelle told her.
"No, I'm too tired. You just let me go to bed."
So Mirabelle prepared a bed for her youngest sister. She said to herself, "My little sister is so young and so tired. Surely she won't see anything." And she didn't bother to sprinkle sleepy water on the bed. The little sister climbed into bed. She yawned and stretched and said, "Cover me up with the sheet." Mirabelle covered her very well. But the youngest sister poked a hole in the sheet. With her 1 eye, she looked through the hole, and she saw everything. At 9 o'clock, she saw the green bird arrive and sing in every window of the palace. Then she saw him come inside through the last window and begin to change into a prince. The prince asked his wife, "Who is here?" She laughed and said, "My little sister has come for a visit."
"Yes, I know. And you have been careless. You didn't sprinkle sleepy water on her bed. She has seen everything. At this time tomorrow, I will come to you for the last time. And then I must leave forever."
The next morning, when her little sister awoke, Mirabelle asked her, "What did you see last night?"
"Nothing," the little girl answered. "Just give me some breakfast. I want to go home."
She quickly ate her breakfast and went away. She didn't take any gifts from the palace, but when she got home, she said to her mother,
"My big sisters with all their eyes didn't see anything, but I learned the truth about the green bird. At 9 o'clock, he sings at each window on the palace. Then he enters the last window and turns into a handsome prince."
The older sisters were filled with envy when they heard that, and their mother, who was even more evil-hearted than her daughters, decided to go to the palace that very day. She went secretly and put long slivers of glass on all the windowsills so that the green bird would cut himself and maybe even be killed. Then she and her daughters could take possession of his palace. Mirabelle didn't know what her mother had done. At 9 o'clock, Piero Verde arrived and sang beautifully at the first window. He sang at the second window, too, but his voice was weaker. He went on singing from window to window, and his voice grew more and more faint until at the last window, he wasn't able to sing at all. Came inside and spoke feebly to his wife. "You have truly been thoughtless and unkind. Now I must leave you." Just then, a big black raven arrived, pulling a carriage behind it. Piero Verde entered the carriage and went away. Mirabelle quickly packed her princess gown and her crown of gold and her bottle of sleepy water and set out following the carriage. But soon she grew tired and lost sight of it. She sat down under a tree to rest. There were many little birds in the tree, and they talked to Mirabelle. They told her that Pedro Verde was very sick, but that he could be cured. What she must do was give her sleepy water to the little birds. While they slept, she must cut their throats and fill her bottle with their blood. If she could find Pedro Verde and cover him with little birds' blood, the splinters of glass would be drawn out of him and he could get well. Mirabelle gave a drop of sleepy water to each bird, and while the birds slept, she cut their little throats and filled the bottle with their blood. When the birds awoke, they flew away as healthy as ever. And the girl set out searching for Pedro Verde. He searched up and down the world. First, she came to the moon's house. She said, "Luna, Luna, have you seen Prince Pedro Verde?" "No," the moon said. "Night after night, I go from window to window. But I haven't seen Pedro Verde anywhere." And then the moon told her to go to Sun's house. She said, "Maybe the sun can give you news of him." Mirabelle traveled, and finally she came to the sun's house. "Soul, soul, have you seen Prince Pedro Verde?" "See," bellowed the sun. "Yes, I've seen him. He's in the house of his father, the king. He's very sick." "Take me to him," the girl pleaded. But the sun said he couldn't do it. He told her to go to the wind's house. The sun told her, "The wind can easily carry you." She traveled and traveled and traveled, and she arrived at the wind's house. She said, "Adi, Adi, is there any news of Prince Pedro Verde?" The wind looked sad and sighed. "They say that nothing can cure him." "Take me to him," Mirabelle begged. The wind told her to get into a leather sack. He lifted the sack with a gust of air and blew it over mountains and rivers. The gust he carried Mirabelle with blew all the people away from the palace gate. When the girl opened the sack, she found herself alone in front of the palace door. Servants came running to see what was going on, and Mirabelle asked anxiously, "Is there any news about the prince?" They all shook their heads sadly. "There is no hope for him," they said. "I can cure him," she told the servants, "if you'll let me." They all ran to tell the king what she had said. The king sent for Mirabelle and said, "If you cure my son, I'll build a palace for you as fine as my own, and I'll provide for your every need for the rest of your life." She asked for a sheet. She wet the sheet with little bird's blood and wrapped the prince in it. Right away, the color came back to his cheeks. 3 times she wrapped him in a sheet soaked with little bird's blood, and the slivers of glass were drawn out of the prince. He began to get well. When the prince was well, the king kept his word. He built a fine palace for Mirabelle, right next to his own. But the prince didn't know who had cured him, and he soon became engaged to marry a princess from a faraway land. The princess arrived with her silken gowns and diamond necklaces and her servants and ladies-in-waiting. Everything was prepared for the wedding. Mirabelle waited until the wedding day arrived. She dressed herself in her princess gown and put her crown of gold on her head and went to the church. Just when the wedding was about to begin and the prince was standing at the altar, she walked up the aisle and stood beside him. The prince turned to see who was standing beside him, and suddenly he recognized her and remembered everything. He turned to the people and cried out, "This is my wife! This is my wife!" He called off the wedding with the new princess and was reunited with his own true love. And do you know what happened when the envious mother and her daughters went to take possession of Piero Verde's palace? They found absolutely nothing there, even with all the eyes they had. All they saw before them was a cold, empty mountainside. So this was Piero Verde. Now, this was based on an oral tradition of northern New Mexico, which is derived from the very traditions of medieval Spain. This tale is especially rich because it combines so many familiar folktale themes: the prince as a bird, the wounded husband, the search for the lost spouse. So I hope you enjoyed this book. It was called Piero Verde, The Green Bird, as told by Joe Hayes. I would like to read you another story. This one is called Little Rooster's Diamond Button, and this is by Margaret Reed McDonald. So, Little Rooster's Diamond Button. Somewhere, someplace, across the seven seas, there lived a little old woman and her little pet rooster. One day, Little Rooster went to peck out something to eat. He pecked and he pecked. And he picked up a diamond button. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo! I'll take this home to my good mistress. She likes diamond buttons. But here came the king with his servants. The king wore such baggy trousers that he could hardly walk. When the king saw the diamond button, he wanted it. Take that diamond button. Put it in my treasure chamber. Little Rooster flew right to the king's palace. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Give me back my diamond button. The king was mad. Throw that little rooster into the well. Get rid of him. They threw Little Rooster into a well. But Little Rooster had a magic stomach. Come, my empty stomach. Come, my empty stomach. Drink up all the water in the well. His magic stomach drank up all the water in the well. Little Rooster flew right back to the king's palace and said, Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Give me back my diamond button. The king was angry. Throw that little rooster into the fire. Get rid of him. But Little Rooster just called out, come, my full stomach. Come, my full stomach. Spill out all that water from the well and put out that fire. Little Rooster flew right back to the king's palace. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo! Give me back my diamond button. The king was furious. Throw the little rooster into a beehive. Let the bees sting him. But come, my empty stomach. Come, my empty stomach. Eat up all the bees. His stomach ate up all the bees. Bzzz. But the bees could not sting his magic stomach. Little Rooster flew right back to the king's palace. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo! Give me back my diamond button! The king was infuriated. What should I do with this little rooster? Hang him from a tree, said the first servant. Toss him out on the window, the second servant said. But the third servant said, why don't you sit on him and squash him? I like that idea, said the king. Drop him into my baggy pants. I'm going to sit on him. So they dropped Little Rooster into the king's baggy pants, and the king started to sit on him. But Little Rooster called, come, my full stomach. Come, my full stomach. Spilled out all the bees and let them sting that king. Aye, 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 those bees did sting.
cried the king. Let him have his diamond button. I never want to see him again.
They took the little rooster to the king's treasure chamber. Take your diamond button and go home. And they left little rooster all alone.
So this is the treasure the king has been stealing from my village all these years, said little rooster.
Well, then, come, my empty stomach. Come, my empty stomach. Eat up all the treasure in the king's treasure chamber.
His stomach ate up all the rubies, all the emeralds, and all the gold and silver, and all the diamonds, and the diamond button, too. Then he went along home.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo! Come, my full stomach! Come, my full stomach! Spit out the treasure!
There was treasure enough for all the village, and Little Rooster and his good mistress lived rich and happily ever after. The end. This was called Little Rooster's Diamond Button. Thank you so much for listening. The two books I read today was Piero Verde by Joe Hayes and Little Rooster's Diamond Button by Margaret Reed McDonald. If you enjoy these books, please feel free to stop by the library. You can check out your books there, or you can go online and download books and check about our programs coming up. This has been Beth Choxel from the Farmington Public Library. Thank you for listening.
This has been Quintos Hana and Tales, presented by the Farmington Public Library and KSJE 90.9 FM.